We're doing brachot. We're up to Yud Bet Amud Aleph, the two dots in the middle of the page. We had said in the Mishnah, Makom Shamru La'arich, where our sages said to lengthen the blessing. You can't shorten it, You can't lengthen it. To seal with the blessing, you can't choose not to seal with the blessing. Not to seal with the blessing, you can't decide to invent and seal with the blessing. Pshita, that's obvious. Okay, so I'm sorry. Pshita is introductory. The following scenario is an obvious scenario to the Gemara. And there's a big machlokas we've shown him how to understand the Gemara that we're about to read. So we'll take one route, which is the one of the accepted halachic routes. He's holding a cup of wine in his hands. He thinks it's beer. Now beer is a shahakol, and wine is a bori pri agafen. And he starts making a blessing. And then he says, "Bor Priagafin." He corrects himself. Yatza, I understand he's Yotze. He finished off with the right blessing. The inami mamal shakol niyam dvaro. Yatza, if he would have not corrected himself, if he would have remained with the shahakol, well, then he's also Yotze. That nan, because the Mishnah says, "Al kulami mamal shakol niyam dvaro." Yatza, over all things, if you made a shahakol, you fulfilled your obligation. Ela, but my question is, heichad dekanakid kasa deshicha biyadei. He's holding a cup of beer in his hand. And he's sure that he's holding a cup of wine in his hands. And he goes ahead and makes the blessing. And he concludes his blessing. Okay, so Rashi learns that the question is, what was he thinking he was going to say when he said, Baruch Ta Hashem Lokeinu Melech Olam? But other Rishonim learn, no, he actually said, Bori Pri Agafen, and then Shakol Nei Bidvaro. My, what do we do? Batari Kalbach Hazlinam? Do we go after the essence of the blessing? When he said, Baruch Ata Hashem Lokeinu Melech Olam, which is the heart of the blessing, he was focused on saying a Bori Pri Agafen, or do we go after his conclusion? You know, he did end up correcting himself. Either he said one sentence and corrected it, or he thought to say one sentence and corrected it. Tashma, the Gemara says, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. It says the following price, I'm sorry. Shachrit in the morning, if a person patach begins the blessing and he begins the blessing before Shema, yotzero, so he began correctly, v'siyem, but he concludes the blessing with the ma'ariv blessing. Got confused. V'siyem ma'ariv ha'ravim lo yotza. He wasn't yotze the blessing of the morning. Patach b'mariv aravim. What happens if he had to baruchu? You know, he's still half groggy. Baruchu, he answers baruchu, and he starts, Baruch Tashem Kemach Lama, mariv aravim, Shedro mariv aravim. He's starting the mariv baruchu. Mariv aravim, he's starting the blessing of the nighttime Shema. V'siyem b'yotzero, but he corrects himself. He ends up with the right ending of yotzero. So, yatza, he has fulfilled an obligation. What if the reverse happens? Alvid, in the nighttime. Patach Mariv Aravim, he starts correctly. He answers Baruch Hu, he begins Shev Dvaro Mariv Aravim, V'siyem B'Yotzero. But then he switches it, and he ends up with the morning blessing. Lo Yatza. Patach B'Yotzero. What happens if at night, right after Baruch Hu, he starts the morning blessing, Baruch Tashem V'Kerem Acholam, Yotzero, Baruch Hoshech, V'siyem Mariv Aravim. Then he corrects himself, Yatza. Klalo Shel Davar. The rule is, Hakol Olech Achar Chitum. We always look at how he ended. So, shouldn't that give us the same rule for blessings on foods? Says the Gemara, no, that doesn't prove anything. Shanihatam dikamal boruch yotzera meorot. That's different. Because maybe over there, the fact that he opened with a thought, that's not the critical thing. He concludes with yotzera meorot, and being that there's a concluding blessing, so that, so to speak, corrects the whole thing. Meaning, you didn't just say Baruch Ata Hashem with an incorrect thought. You concluded Baruch Ata Hashem with a correct thought. Being that there is an end blessing, maybe that's why you could correct what you did wrong in the beginning, because at least you're finishing off with the correct blessing. But when you're holding a cup of wine, and you say, when you're holding a cup of beer, and you say, Baruch Ata Hashem Kamech Lam Borei Pri Agafen, that's it, the blessing ended. And ended incorrectly. The fact that you add on a shahakol ni bidvaro, well, how is that going to correct it? It's not like ending with a blessing like the yotzeror and the mariv aravim. Maybe it's not the same.
So this applies to the blessings of the Amidah, the three blessings. If you see it wrong, you need to start all over. Because if you do a mistake on Magen Avraham, if you see something else, then you can recognize of Magen Avraham, should you repeat Amidah or?
Let's discuss that later. Different point. So the Gemara says, okay. Hani chalirav damal kol bracha. So we're at the point of a question, and we're going to have to run through the answer. That'll be next time, Bezrat Hashem. Try to review this piece so you have it clear, so that next time we could move forward from here.